Day one. Salvage ship, the Redstone. Flight engineer,
Rodrigo Peralta reporting.
The other members of the crew are dead, and the engines remain non-operational. Though ship integrity remains good, and life support systems are still active. I successfully jettisoned the intruder from the airlock, but it remains alive and continues to try to access the ship. With a little luck, I can repair the distress beacon, and somebody will pick me up. This is Rodrigo Peralta, the last survivor of the Wretched, signing off. Day two. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. Well, it was a difficult day. Sewage silo sprung a leak. Shit everywhere. Smelled terrible. I fixed it as quick as I could, but God, it stinks now. I can't take a shower because I don't want to go through my last reserves of water. The life support has been making a worrisome grinding noise every now and then. I'm terrified it might go off one of these days. In case it does, I've sealed off Lieutenant Brill's sleeping quarters. I've tried to make it as heat, as, you know, retaining as possible. While I was there, I recalled how she, days before any of this happened, how, you know, before she died, She told me of a horrible dream she had. I guess more than a dream, it was a premonition of things to come. I mean, I didn't take much heed of it at the moment, because why would we? Why would we suddenly begin to believe in dreams, right? Oh God, the smell. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day three. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. I can fix this. Today I had to climb up to one of the air vents to fix some faulty wiring. Couldn't see anything. I kept bumping into things. I decided I had put it off for too long. But I thought, I can fix this. I can fix this. So I got up there. Easy enough, it was just a few wires needed to be replaced, but while I was doing it, I could hear it outside. It was scraping against the hull. I think it knew where I was. It was circling. I could feel it waiting. I can fix this. This is Rodrigo Peralta,
signing off. Day 4. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. I spent the day clearing out bodies out of Captain's Ray's quarters. I was thinking it would be a good place to hold up the creature if it manages to get inside again, or to hide away if the creature. Either way, the whole ship smells of shit and decay right now. There was a lot of bodies. I tossed them into storage. Hopefully the cold will keep the smell away. Captain Ray's birthday cake was still there. Probably still edible. I've decreased the temperature all around the ship to extend life support as much as possible, so it's all like, it's like living inside a fridge. I don't know how long the ship can take. I hope. I think I can make this. I can fix this. Yeah. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 5. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. Ship's falling apart. I can fix it, but I don't know how long it's going to hold together. The water purifier is not holding out well now. Now not only do I have to put up with the smell of shit everywhere, but my water starts to taste like piss too. It's hard on morale, what can I say? I was starting to find it hard to breathe. I realized the oxygen system had shut off. Just a few hours before I went to sleep. If I had gone to sleep, I don't think I'd be awake right now. Turns out the generator isn't working very well. I've had to divert power from another system. It should hold up, but I really need someone to pick up. I really need to fix this so someone can pick me up. I've been having dreams these last nights. It happens in my dreams. I see it killing everyone, and then it stands right there in front of me. And it just lets me go. Every night it makes me watch. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 6. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta, reporting. Today I had a momentary glimpse of hope. The comms picked up some chatter on the radio, but it was too far away before I even had a chance to respond anything. It just died out. I managed to pick up something about I think they were talking about a football game. I can't believe it. I hate football, but I was so happy to hear someone speaking about football. I've spent the day trying to figure out where that signal could have come from. Maybe try and triangulate something. It's not like I can. It's not like I can pilot the ship anyway, so. But part of me thought maybe if I find out that it's headed this way, I will. You know. It'll help. This is Rodrigo Brault, signing off. Day 7. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. So, been having this strange blip showing up in the scanners every few hours. It looks like it's something large. It could be a ship. It could just be a malfunction. After all, this ship is falling apart. It's not that far away, but like I said, I can't get the ship to move. I tried messing with the edge. It did not go well. Turns out, I don't know anything about engines, and I think I made things worse. Lights have started to go off every now and then. I can't fix them. It's not the wiring. I don't know if I... I keep telling myself, I can fix this, but... You can't learn how to fix an engine in a few days. It's not, you know. I keep hearing the creature in my head. I'm starting to look over my shoulder. I don't know what it looks like. I can't get the sound. If it's, you know, it's squelching footsteps out of my head. I have this rattle. Yeah. In an attempt to cheer myself up, I've made a list of the places, the best hiding places on the ship should this creature... what do you think... What did it call itself? I wonder if it has a name. I'm going to call it Squelchor, yes. I've made a list of the places I could hide from worst to best in case Squelchor gets back inside. What I say, the worst place to hide is the elevator of the ship. That's just asking for a cable to break and then just, you know, Second worst, the vents. Because I don't want to go back up there. It's just, like, on the other side.
Third,
the fridge. That one, we're starting to get into the good hiding places, because we've all seen the movie. Fridges can save your life if you go in there. Second best, one of those hefty cargo crates that I have no idea what we're carrying inside there. Those things can take a beating. And, yeah, I'll just hide there. And best place to hide is Commander Chen's toilet, because no one in their right mind goes near that place. Oh. He really should have considered a diet change, Commander Chen. I miss. I haven't. I haven't been eating that well. I don't like going to the pantry where the bodies are. It's. Let's say the temperature decrease helps, but. You know. Nature. This is Rodrigo Peralta. Signing off. Day 8. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta reporting. It has been a terrifying day, but success. Sort of. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The ship is still falling apart. I think I have maybe a few more days. I've started to hear the creature louder, its movements. I don't know if it's moving more aggressively, if my ears are more sensitive, or if everything is just so damn quiet. But I can hear it. I can hear its footsteps on the outside, and... I had an idea. I would... You know, two birds... One stone, kind of thing. I was researching how I could, you know, extend the range of the antenna, which would obviously require me going outside. So, what I did was I loaded up the bodies onto one of the airlocks, and I got onto the other one. I managed to distract the creature with the bodies. All I needed was about a minute or two. I heard it scratching, clawing its way, loud metallic thumps to the other side, and that's when I came out. I managed to extend the range of the distress beacon. Now I need to get it fixed from the inside. I need to fix two or more things, and I think I can make it. I can make it. When I was moving the bodies, I noticed deep gouges in the walls. I don't know if I hadn't seen them earlier or not, but I think they were there all the time. I didn't see them. I it looks like a claw of some kind. I guess that's how it makes sense, how it ripped things, people. Also, well, you know, because you can't have good things with bad things. I spent like 3 hours stuck in the bridge today as the door system, the door locks malfunctioned, and I had to force my way out of there. oxygen isn't reaching the bridge either, so, you know, if I didn't get those doors open quickly enough, I would have run out of oxygen, so there's that. But I fixed it. I fixed it. It's, doors will stay open now. So yeah,
good day.
Good day. This is, Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 9. Salvage ship the Wretched. Flight engineer Rodrigo Peralta reporting. Today was a close one. I was in the loading bay trying to fix the lights that Commander Chen shot while trying to So the creature Squatchorgan. It managed to detach one of the habitat modules. We had a depressurization. I was able to seal it before I lost any of my remaining oxygen, because the system's not, it can't make up for it. So, and the heat, and before it got in, so that happened, and then moments, not too long after that, it spoke through the comms. I don't know how it starts saying my name in this horrible raspy rattle, and I just smashed the console to pieces. I don't know how I know it was the creature. I didn't. Ship's falling apart. I need to fix this. I can't fix this. I need to. I don't have much time. This is Rodrigo Peralta. Signing off. Day 10. Salvage ship the Wretched. Flight engineer Rodrigo Peralta reporting. Today, while clearing out the ship, trying to stay busy, I found Mr. Snuggles. Saul's teddy bear. Well, technically his daughter's teddy bear. It was pretty much covered in blood when I found it. I guess Saul died holding it. Spent the rest of the afternoon cleaning it. I was thinking of Lieutenant Bryce. You know, when the creature first started to attack, he was brave. He held his ground. He stood there. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for him. You know, those, I don't know if it was seconds or minutes that he held off, but I'm here thanks to him, man. Sometimes I think maybe if I had been as brave as him, I could have saved more people. If I hadn't hit him that long if I had come out sooner. Anyway, I'm keeping Mr. Snuggles. I will be getting out of here, and I will return Mr. Snuggles to its rightful owner. So, this is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 11, salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer, Rodrigo Peralta, reporting. It's been a day of issues. Squelcher has been trying to get in through the observatory windows, probably the weakest point in the ship, so I've had to tear apart some steel panes from the inside, try to reinforce that. While doing that, I lost power. So I had to start up the backup generator. That quickly lost power too. And I was, you know, I was able to fix the main generator with the salvaging the backup generator. So there is no backup generator anymore. I don't think I can fix the main generator again. If any part should break. I tried looking at one of the lander modules to see if it was, you know, if it was a possibility of escape. But it has been completely thrashed by one of the asteroids that hit, you know, before the engine failure. I thought maybe if I jettisoned it, I could distract the creature. It didn't go for the bait. The ship, it just rolled. I don't know what's holding this together. This is Rodrigo Brown, signing off. Day 12, salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer Rodrigo Peralta reporting. And boy, do I have good news. The distress beacon is fixed. There was a momentary problem today. Gravity failed and I had to, pull myself all over the ship. But, you know, I managed to fix it. It's patched. It's gone away. The important thing is, the distress beacon is functional. And now with the with the added range that I gave it, it's really only a matter of time before someone picks up my distress signal, and I will be out of here. I fixed it. I fixed it.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Squelchar? I'm gonna go home, and they're gonna come here, and they're gonna blast you, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 13. Salvage ship, the Wretched. Flight engineer Rodrigo Peralta reporting. It has been a busy day. I was able to find an engineering toolkit, so that's going to help me fixing things. So far, I was, you know, fixing it with an emergency toolkit, but this one's got all the gadgets. It's fancy. So I decided I'd set out around the ship and start to fix everything I could. You know, it's just I need. This is the last stretch. We're almost there. So I started fixing up any patches where the creature may have flawed its way through, or any systems, be like that. I had another go in the engine,
still nothing.
I have no idea. I'm gonna bet on the beacon. Because I have no idea how to fix this goddamn mess. Some mold crept into my food reserves. Fortunately, there's food for like a lot more people than me, because, you know. So I just closed off that part of the, yeah, and I still have enough food.
Way more than.
I mean, I've got more food than the ship will last in any case. Last few days I've been walking around with Commander Chen's rifle. You know, the one he shot the goddamn lights at. I wish you could have shot the creature and not the lights. But, you know, it makes me feel safer, I guess. I'm not, you know, crazy about it. He really liked it. What else? Distress signals to proximity alarms. You know, I don't know if the creatures now started scratching something, but all day long, just distress. You know, I've shut them off. I'm tired of hearing the klaxon. I know the creature. I know squelchers out there. I know you don't need to tell me, right? So tomorrow I'm gonna keep fixing things, and it's just a matter of time until someone picks up the signal. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off. Day 14, salvage ship, the Wretched, flight engineer Rodrigo Peralta reporting. I didn't get much fixing done today. Squelchor has decided to hang out around the airlock where I launched it out of. It's scratching now. I'm just a door away from it, so I think I spent half a day sitting, just pointing my rifle at the door. I think there was a part of me that was hoping it would get through and I could maybe get to shoot it. Maybe it would get through. It's stopped now, so. This is Rodrigo Peralta, signing off.
End of log. 14 messages found above. Destroyed ship, the Wretched.